Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here.
And we welcome everyone to the show on our new time slot. Great to be with you. We'll be here until 3 o'clock today. All this was, of course, to accommodate one guy, Matt Cotrillo. Yes, we accommodate one guy, which is fine. They said, yeah, what do you think? And I said, oh, that's perfectly fine. I'm working to my schedule just fine. So it's great to be with you on this Monday. Hopefully all of you out there are safe and sound after everything that happened yesterday in the area, because okay, are we on or not?
Yes, no, we're good.
Okay, just want to make sure. Okay, good. Well, hopefully everybody's safe and sound after yesterday. Because three tornadoes touching down in the area. Unbelievable. It sounds like there was some property damage, but no injuries. I think Evangelical did not report anybody checking in because of it, which is, I mean, as long as everybody's safe. I think I saw some damage. Somebody said out near Hartleton, something like that, from one of them. And tornadoes are so incredibly scary. And we're just fortunate nobody got hurt out of it. And that's the important part. Property, as tough as that is, you can fix that. People are much tougher. So it sounds like we got through without injuries yesterday. Scary, but thank goodness everybody seems fine. And property damage, as tough and as hard as that is, can be fixed. And now we can think about helping our neighbors, but we can also think about the 4th of July. So I know here in our area, we just went through here in State College, the Ironman Triathlon. So let's talk about the Ironman Triathlon. They yesterday started out at Bald Eagle State Park and Foster Sayers Dam, and they swam 1.2 miles. Then they went up through Clinton County and then back down into Center County on a 56-mile bike ride. Now, it turns out that bike ride was going to go down a street that I need to get into my neighborhood, which is fine. I mean, they've been telling us for a while, hey, look, we're going to need this road to do this and so forth. Just make sure that when you're driving, you know, keep more to the left on the one side of the road. And if you're driving on the right side of the road as they're coming at you, you'll slide over just a little bit to give room to vehicles to go around if need be. Okay, it's easy, easy. So I'm driving back yesterday, and I'm trying to get home. And it was right in the, I'd say it had to be about, right around noon, 12:30, somewhere around there. I'm just trying to get to my neighborhood. I mean, I have no choice. I have no choice but to take this road. There's not an alternate route for me to get into my neighborhood. And all the traffic has stopped. And I mean, I'm literally stopped, about 100 yards from the street I need to turn in. No, and I just patiently sat there. But I sat there like 15, 20 minutes because somebody up at the intersection, which is about a mile down, wanted to turn left, and there was no way they could turn left. So I sat there. I could see the street. I mean, I could walk to my house and back maybe 15 times. But you had 2,700 participants. So they swam 1.2 miles up at Bald Eagle State Park, 56-mile bike ride up through Clinton County, then back down Center County, and then a 13.1-mile half marathon that finished in Beaver Stadium. They had 2,700 participants for this. And, I mean, to be honest, it was nice, you know, I don't know how many I saw go by when there were people along the side of the road that were cheering the bikers as they were going by, which was really nice. And then, of course, when I was sitting in the car, I saw a bunch go by, you know, and some were like, you know, somebody was trying to draft, somebody else was trying to pass. Like, you know, we watch. It was interesting to watch. And I think the car in front of me must have made one of them, must have said something. One of the participants went by and told him he thought the guy in the car was number one. It's like, oh, that's not the one. Oh, that's not good. But wow. So quite the triathlon. Now today in our area, the Spikes will play Williamsport tonight, and they're going to have a 20-minute fireworks display tonight after the game, which for a baseball game. Now, like to point out that a couple of years ago, Fourth Fest followed a baseball game. But this will be the biggest fireworks display the Spikes have put on themselves for a baseball game in franchise history tonight. So this will be, it'll be a 20-minute display after the game. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight. I'm really looking forward to it. And then tomorrow is Fourth Fest. So for those who may not know what Fourth Fest is, they're doing the whole shooting match from morning till night. Now, for those of us who will be working a little later tonight and want to sleep in tomorrow, they're bringing back the road race, which is fine. It's going, I don't know, I think it's a 5K race, something like that. 5K? Fabulous. And it starts at 9 a.m. Fabulous. And it starts with a cannon going off at 9 a.m. It's like, I remember one year I did a game and it went late. And I was tired when I got home. I'd worked a full day, the whole deal. And I thought, okay. So I kind of sat down. Now, I'm wound a little bit. And finally went to sleep. And all of a sudden, the next morning, because I could oversleep, I did. I woke up because the cannon went off. Like, oh. Well, they didn't have the race for a few years because of COVID. Well, they brought that back, and that's going to be tomorrow morning at 9. They're going to have a parade here tomorrow. And they're going to have a lot of extras going on around Beaver Stadium tomorrow, which will then lead into the fireworks display. The fireworks display here tomorrow night will be the largest in Pennsylvania. Larger than Philadelphia, that anything in Philadelphia, larger than anything they're doing in Pittsburgh. It's in terms of number of shells, show, the whole thing. It'll be the largest display in Pennsylvania here tomorrow. So if you're wondering if there's something to do and you want to see it, hey, you know what? You can come out and be a part of that. And we'll have no show tomorrow. But then we're back on Wednesday. Penn State does have a baseball coach. Mike Gambino's been named the Penn State baseball coach. He comes to Penn State from Boston College. 13 seasons as the head coach at BC. He brought them to the Super Regional once. This past season, they made the regional in the NCAAs. And 291 wins, which is second all-time at BC. They went to the regionals in 16, 22, Super Regional in 16 as well. He's had five seasons of 25 wins or more, eight seasons with 10 or more ACC wins. And he'll be the new baseball coach at Penn State. And when it comes to developing major league talent, he's had 33 draft picks in his first 12 years at Boston College. And we'll find out if there are any more BC players picked next week. But among the BC players, Jake Alou of the Washington Nationals, Michael King of the Yankees, Emmett Chan of the Dodgers, and five of Gambino's former BC players have made the major leagues, and he's coached five All-Americans as well and five freshman All-Americans. So Mike Gambino will be the new head baseball coach at Penn State, and they have made that announcement. So that's the story there. Keeping everybody up to date on what's going on, because people have been wondering for a while, like, well, when's the baseball coach going to be announced? Well, that's the baseball coach being announced. And that is the latest Penn State story that's going on around here. This is also the, let's get to the next part. You know, we kept it local first. We talked about, obviously, the tornadoes. And then we, of course, talked about what's going on with the 4th of July. Now let's get to the national scene for a moment. And that is the San Diego State story. I am not surprised at the San Diego State story. San Diego State story is quite simple. They had asked the Mountain West Conference to be released. As I pointed out in the show several times, there's been a timetable about about them being released. That if they were released by 11:59 on June 30th, which was Friday night, the exit fee for the Mountain West was $16.5 million. If they were released at 12:01, if they requested release at 12:01 on Saturday, July 1, 2 minutes later, it's $34 million. So they had asked for an extension. Hey, give us an extra month. We'd like to be released, but give us an extra month to give you the final answer one way or the other. Because they wanted to see what was going to happen with the Pac-12. With the TV deal. The Mountain West looked at him and said, no. Contract says June 30th, it's one number. July 1, it's another number. We're not changing. So San Diego State went back to them on Friday and said, you know what? We're going to stay. I'm not surprised. And the reason I'm not surprised is you have there are a couple things that come into play. One is the amount, the dollar amount of the exit fee, not knowing what your future happens to be. Nothing. It's not like they had a landing spot because they didn't have a landing spot. That's why they requested the month. And also what would have meant by begging out without a landing spot, they would not get a dime of the NCAA tournament national championship game money they would have earned. Because they would have exited the conference before they got a chance to earn it. It's like Florida Atlantic. Florida Atlantic went from Conference USA to the American. Guess what? Florida Atlantic's not going to get a single dime from their NCAA tournament run. Because they changed conferences. You're not in the conference to receive it anymore. So San Diego State weighed all that and said, you know what? This isn't worth it to us. And the Pac-12 still doesn't have a TV deal. Pac-12 Media Days will be coming up within 3 weeks. When they do, George Kliavkov is going to have to meet the media, and he is the commissioner of the Pac-12. All right, more in a moment. Great to have you with us today. New time slot, same old guy, as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business. Rant insurance. No, there's no rant insurance. No. Bat taking, of course. Like, what is he taking? Like 12 days off this weekend? What's going on? Yeah. So there's no rant today. Yeah. He'll be back on Wednesday. Yeah, well, at least we think he will be. And the conferences, by the way, right now, you have Houston, Cincinnati, UCF, BYU. For Houston, it's a return to the status of being within a power conference because Houston at one point was in the Southwest Conference with Texas, Texas A&M, Texas Tech, Arkansas. You know, Houston was in with them when it was the old Southwest Conference. You know, now they return to the Big 12. For everybody else, it's a step up. I give Bob Bowlesby a lot of credit. He was able to keep it together, you know, because over time they had lost Texas A&M, Nebraska, Colorado, ended up losing Texas and Oklahoma, and he's at least bounced back. These are not home runs that he hit. They're singles and doubles, but he still got hits. He got singles and doubles. He got Houston, probably a double. UCF, probably a double. Cincinnati and BYU, probably singles. But he got hits. Which was important. But there are no home runs here. The only home runs are Texas and Oklahoma to the SEC, USC and UCLA to the Big Ten. Those are the only home runs out there. And there's only one home run left, that's Notre Dame. Everybody else are doubles, triples, and singles. All right, I mean, we got to get Florida State. No, it's not a home run. It's probably between a double and a triple. Oregon, Washington, that's probably between a double and a triple. Clemson, probably between a double and a triple. Notre Dame, home run. USC, UCLA, home runs. Texas, Oklahoma, home runs. Those are home runs. Those are the big brands, right? And I know the fans of their fan bases think they're home runs, and there's a reality they aren't. I think that the Pac-12 will get a TV contract, and I think for the next 3 to 4 years it'll be stable.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, sponsored by Prudential Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And great to be with you on this Monday. Ah, boy. I guess the Purdy's getting a lot of calls about rant insurance. Not surprised. All right. Today's show is brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, RV, boat, motorcycle, whatever it may be. They'll do everything they can to make sure you're fully insured. And they will make sure that they'll do everything in their power to save you money. Because customer service means everything to them. At Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. And don't forget about the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. Countdown is on August 9th, Susquehanna Valley Country Club, to benefit the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA and all the great work that they do there. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And we are in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory with great warranties. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. And a fabulous service department that backs it all up with great technicians. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. All right. So I have been somebody that has been steadfast in saying that I thought everything would stabilize on the expansion front in college sports, especially once the Pac-12 got a media deal. They still don't have a media deal yet. I think they're going to get one. No deadline, but I think they're going to get one that will keep them together. And some of it will be linear. Some of it will be who knows? It could be something like Apple, Amazon, whatever. And I think that'll stabilize things for a little bit. You know, I think it'll stabilize things for about maybe a 3 to 5 year period. Because, look, all the other expansion that has happened, you know, Texas and Oklahoma happened. Everybody's, oh, my goodness, here we go. It's going to be all over. Well, okay. And people were talking about who should be added and so forth. And if you recall on the show, what did I say on the show when Texas and Oklahoma were added to the SEC? I said, if the Big Ten were, people kept throwing out Kansas and Iowa State. And I'm like, oh, Kansas and Iowa State? What, are you kidding me? Right. I mean, those are the names being thrown out. I said, look, you're going to go big, go big. I said, bring in USC. It's exactly what I said 2 years ago. Bring in USC. Well, turned out a year later, they brought in USC along with UCLA. In other words, and I'll use the exact words I used that day 2 years ago, I'll use them today. If you're going to go big, if you're going to go big. Don't just go to go. If you're going to go big. That's exactly what I said 2 years ago. And that holds today. I mean, that holds today. And you don't just make moves to make moves. Now, the Big 12 made moves to just stabilize me because there are no home runs. There's nobody going to go to the Big 12 to home run. Nobody. There are no home runs left in the Big Pac-12. There are no home runs in the ACC. There's one home run. It's Notre Dame. That's it. And you have to do this by dollar amounts. The Big 12 did a good job, and Bob Bowlesby in particular did a good job of, hey, look, let's get back to 12 here. Houston makes sense. UCF makes sense. Cincinnati makes some sense. BYU makes some sense. Okay. So they had a couple doubles and a couple singles, and they got themselves, you know, they got four hits. There weren't any strikeouts there. They got four hits. And they got themselves back to 12. They got themselves a good TV deal. Not awesome and incredible, but good. Like the best the Big 12 could have asked for, they got. With ESPN, Fox. But take my word, there's going to be plenty of Big 12 games that are going to be on streaming. And there are going to be a lot of Big 12 games on ESPN+. Plus, I don't think a lot of the fans like realize that. I think they see the TV deal with the Big 12 and they go, oh, they got Fox, they got ESPN, that's great. In terms of linear TV, that's great. But there's still going to be a lot of games that are going to end up being on ESPN Plus as part of this deal. And as for the ACC, again, you have to apply the logic of common sense when it comes to why there is no movement. And Texas and Oklahoma provide the blueprint for it. I've said this once, I'll say it again. You have to understand, Texas and Oklahoma, 2 years ago, Friday, it was announced, they're going to the SEC. Okay, so that's June 30th, 2021. So here we are, July 3rd, 2023. And where are Texas and Oklahoma playing their football and basketball? In the Big 12. They played football and basketball in 21-22. Football and basketball in 22-23. Football and basketball in 23-24. They finally got out of the last year of it. How? By paying an exit fee in combination with, voila, the grant of rights number. By getting it down to the last year, that got the grant of rights number down where each of them could pay, and they ended up paying between the two of them $100 million, $50 million apiece. So they could get out early 1 year, but they waited until they got the grant of rights number down to the final year. So instead of paying $140 million plus an exit fee, they paid, or between the two of them, it would have been more than that. It would have been, let me think now. Instead of paying, what, $90 million apiece, so it'd be $180. Instead of paying $90 million apiece to get out of the grant of rights in combination with an exit fee, they're going to end up paying $50 million apiece. That's the power of the grant of rights. That tells you why the ACC schools are stuck. They can sit there and they can posture all they were going to go to court. Well, go to court to do what? You signed it. It's going to be a pretty simple court case. It's a 5 to 8 page document. That's it. It's not going to take long for a judge to look at it and go, okay, well, you can go, but it's pretty simple. The ACC asked the Big 12 years ago for a copy of their grant of rights because they wanted to use it with their schools. So that's where they got it from. And when it came time for Texas and Oklahoma, two schools, especially Texas, with a lot of money, and they both opted, even with a lot of money behind them, even with really good attorneys behind them, to negotiate a deal to get out 1 year early so they could keep the exit fee and the grant rights fee down. That should tell you everything. That's what all the ACC schools are facing. Because the grant of rights isn't just a one-year thing. It goes for how many years? It's accumulated money. Over time, it's accumulated. Essentially, what Texas and Oklahoma did is they saved themselves $40 million apiece by waiting an extra year. That's how difficult it is. And that's why I think this is going to happen. No, you know, you can sit there and you can posture all you want. If you're in the ACC, you have a problem. You signed it. Okay? You signed it. And now you're going to have to live with it because it runs out in 2036. 2036. Okay, here it is, 2023. That's how many years times what as to what the fee would be to get out. Sorry, athletic departments don't have that kind of money. And you need a landing spot. You need a landing spot. San Diego State, with that $16.5 million exit fee versus $34 million based on 2 minutes... All right, 2 minutes. All right. They, looked around and said, you know what? There's no landing spot for us right now. Because there's no landing spot, we can't go anywhere. In other words, we'd be an independent, which is for San Diego State, the worst case scenario. So they decided to stay in the mountain. They were in the Mountain West on Friday. You know what? We'd like to stay. Okay, you're back. That's fine. You never went anywhere. You're good. They also get and also start collecting in some of the money they received for the run to the national championship game in college basketball. That's why I think once the Pac-12 signs, then we'll have a better idea what some people want to do. If they sign and everybody goes with them, each one's going to have a grant of rights. They've already worked out what the grant of rights terms are because they didn't want to spend extra days doing that. They worked it out ahead of time. So that part's already done. Now, all the terms are there. Everybody hasn't signed. It's just a question of them. Everybody signing it once they get the TV deal. So they're going to find out exactly what is the TV deal. And we'll see if there is one in the next 3 weeks or not, because at some point, George Kliavkov at the Pac-12 Media Days is going to have to talk. He's the commissioner of the Pac-12. Let's see. Let's get to the NBA news. We'll start with Sixers guard Tyrese Maxey. Brian Windhorst, who does a good job of covering the NBA, reported on the Hoop Collective that a deal for Sixers guard Tyrese Maxey will not happen despite the fact that the franchise won't extend his contract. Windhorst said, quote, "The other thing that the Sixers are wanting to be known is that they are not going to trade Tyrese Maxey. They made it clear to various people over recent days. So they're going to keep Maxey, but they're not going to offer him a new contract, at least yet." The Timberwolves have signed Anthony Edwards, the former first overall draft pick. They are re-signing him to a five-year rookie maximum deal, which is 5 years, $260 million. To his credit, Edwards has played very well for Minnesota. And according to Brian Windhorst as well, the Damian Lillard to Miami deal is actually also a Tyler Hero issue. He would be the centerpiece of the trade. The Blazers are interested in Tyler Hero. And they also like the fact that Hero has a four-year, $120 million deal. They like it a lot. And there's a possibility that it could be a three- or four-team trade that can satisfy Portland when it comes to Damian Lillard. And Redding's Lonnie Walker went to the University of Miami, was a first-round pick of the San Antonio Spurs, and most recently actually played pretty well with the Lakers, has a one-year deal with the Brooklyn Nets. And former Nittany Lion Lamar Stevens was part of that trade from the Cavaliers to the San Antonio Spurs. And in the summer league, the Nuggets are going to be playing the Atlanta Hawks. I mean, Seth Lundy, Jalen Pickett, and Andrew Funk all on the floor at the same time again. So there you are. There's some of the news there. Take a break. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. You see the suit in the corner office dancing to this. It really... Oh, boy. Okay. Great to have you with us on the show today. Sad. Very sad. All right. Wow. So now four teams have called about Damian Lillard in a trade. Clippers, the Minnesota Timberwolves, the New Orleans Pelicans, and the Boston Celtics. Now, the Clippers are talking about a possible trade for James Harden. So that probably indicates that they might be out of it. Lillard, meanwhile, Miami is still the primary focus there. He's the big name out there in all this. And there you go. So that's the story on that. You know, the NBA, Major League Baseball, this is their opportunity here to capitalize. How about Nick Castellanos? What, you know, talk about, I probably, a good chance I won't watch the All-Star game. I mean, maybe an inning or two. But I'll say this, anybody who makes it, I have great respect for. Nick Castellanos deserves very much to be in the game. And then Mick Keller for the Pirates deserves it as well. To his credit, he is, you know, it may have taken him a little while to find his groove, but you've heard me say 100 times, everybody's on their own clock. That's when things finally settle in for them. And to the credit of Keller, he's settled in and he's done a really nice job with it. Really nice. That's good for him. That makes a big difference when a guy's able to settle in and able to play. up to their capabilities. And I think that that's great. That's great. And so he's made the All-Star game. So Castellanos, and we'll see if anybody else, because there'll be guys that will opt out of this. I mean, that'll be part of it too. Because there will be guys that opt out. Penn State basketball put out their new numbers. Kanye Clary still zero. Ace Baldwin one. Goodmanson, the freshman, two. Nick Kern, three. Puff Johnson, four. Jameel Brown keeps five. Leo Boyle is 11. Favor Ayer is 12. Demetrius Lilly stays 14. Danny Conlin still 15. Raquandus Mitchell's 21. Kudus Wahab is 22. DeMarco Dunn, 23. Zach Hicks, talked to him the other day, 24. And Andy Christos, 33. So there you go. I think I'll pop over this afternoon and watch a little bit of that. Also, Andrew Sturtz is going to return to the Penn State men's ice hockey program as an assistant coach. Good for him. Again, you're able to add assistant coaches now, which is great. In fact, Cale Sanderson gets to add an assistant coach under this new NCAA rule, which is terrific.